This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello there, welcome to a brand new Arsblog Arscast right here on arsblog.com. I hope you're well, weller than I am anyway. I'd love to tell you I've got a great show for you today, but I can't. Well, I could actually tell you I've got a great show for you, but I don't. And that would be a lie, a fabrication of the highest order, and I simply wouldn't do that to you. It's because, obviously, I'm unwell, as you'll have gathered from the blog, and the sound of my voice also is a bit of a giveaway that I'm not on top of my game. Nevertheless, there's a very short window in time. If you're making a blockbuster movie and you'd like a film trailer done, well, then I'm your guy. Because the voice gets deep and you can do the whole one man on a search for justice, all that kind of stuff. So if you're making that kind of a film and you need the voiceover guy, just contact me, please, between now and probably the end of tomorrow when I'm hoping to be better. Short window indeed, but you never know. Yeah, you got to throw these business opportunities out there, don't you? And second, there's a show on Christmas Eve, when you should be spending time with your family, your loved ones, wrapping presents and getting drunk, waiting for the arrival of a man who comes down your chimney and supposedly leaves presents. Yeah. But what else does he do? Do you ever think about that? If he's magic enough to go around all the houses and down the chimneys, what else can he do? Think that sore arse you have on Christmas morning is because of all the Guinness? Yeah, all these years you've thought that. Now you know. And the other thing, of course, as well, is that there's been no football. The snow, which is playing havoc with everything here in Dublin at the moment, came down last weekend and cancelled the Stoke game, and one can only hope that a multitude of Stoke fans were already on the road, and in fact were in London at the time when it was called off, because it would have been awful and a waste, really, if they hadn't been inconvenienced in a major way by that. And I know I heard stories of Arsenal fans who had travelled from Iceland, from France, and from all over to get to the game and couldn't get there. And you got to feel sorry for the Arsenal fans, you really do. But not for the Stoke fans, fuck them. So there hasn't been any football, so there hasn't been necessarily a great deal to talk about this week. And then the other thing was, of course, was that I was supposed to have a guest on, and I'm not going to name the guest, but this particular guest had some disasters occur, in the sense that they're fridgeless at the wrong time of year. I mean, no time of the year is a good time to be without a fridge, but Christmas without a fridge is no good whatsoever. And attempts made to try and do the call for the Arscast just sort of fell by the wayside because of real life. And it tends to get in the way from time to time, doesn't it? So there isn't much that we can say. So it's going to be a much shorter Arscast than usual. I don't quite know what there is we can look at. We'll look ahead to the Chelsea game coming up and some of the team news and all that kind of stuff. And there's a couple of bits and pieces. And, of course, I'll give you the winner of the Savile Rogue scarf competition. And it really is a time of year for a Savile Rogue scarf. I don't know what's happening here in Dublin, but it hasn't stopped snowing all day. I haven't seen snow like this since I was a kid, really, on this sustained level. And is this what it's going to be like now, winter? This is global warming, is it? Yeah. I'm not sure I like it, you know, because I'm sure it's the same wherever you are, unless you're in one of those countries that can cope with snow. But the minute there's any snow, everything stops. Or people just, it's like a disaster. It's on the news. It's the first story on the news every day. Snow, snow, snow. It's just weather The weather is supposed to come at the end of the news. The real life stuff. You know, the way your banks are being taken over by the government and countries being bailed out. All that kind of stuff is the actual news. And the weather is at the end. And now the weather is at the start. And that's wrong, in my opinion. Because it's only a bit of snow. We need to learn how to cope with it. Other countries do it. Oh, look, snow. Yeah, okay. That's going to slow me down slightly. Might have to wear slightly different shoes and wrap up a bit warmer. But how'd I go into the snow? I mean, I doubt very much in Finland, for example, the nightly news, the top story every fucking night is, it snowed. Well, I think we know that already. Anyway, I'm not sure what I'm talking about anymore. And that's possibly not the drugs, because when you say drugs, you think about, you know, druggy drugs. But I'm talking about the over-the-counter medicines I'm taking for this cold and the hot whiskey combining together. Hot whiskey's good. So now here's Internet Joe.
I'm Internet Joe, and here's me 20-second roundup of cunts. John Terry, Ashley Cole, Didier Drogba, Ryan Shawcross, Tony Pulis, Harry Redknapp, Andy Gray, Richard Keys, Jamie Redknapp, Malcolm Christie, Nani, Chavi, Ashley Grimes, Eddie Bayor, Lenny King, Trevor Brooking, Robbie Savage, Stan Collymore, Carl Henry, Muay Da, David Bentley, Snow, Wayne Rooney, Steve Perry, Mansell Allardyce, Sepp Blatter, Howard Webb, Humus Kaboul, Phil Collins, Tom Hanks, Pele, Hipsters, Alex Ferguson, Alan Hansen, you're all cunts!
Thank you very much indeed to Internet Joe. He'll be back on another Arsecast in the very near future, probably next week when he's got stuff to round up within his 30-second time frame, and not this week when there was nothing. So well done to him for improvising. We could have been talking about the vanquishing of the vile Stokonians, but no, snow put paid to football, and that's a sad state of affairs. But while we're on the subject of vile Stokonians, last week, the question to win yourself a scarf from Savile Rogue was Ryan Shawcross is A, something, something, B, something, something, or C, a self-fingering cunt. And of course, the answer is indeed C, a self-fingering cunt. Now, normally, I let the random number generator choose the winner of the competitions. But this week, because it's Christmas week and all that sort of stuff, and it's my site, I can kind of do what I want. But anyway, one of the entrants sent in not a cartoon, but a drawing, a very crude drawing. And I don't mean crude in the sense that the content matter of it is crude, but crude in the sense that it looks like it was drawn by an 8-year-old. And it is a picture of Ryan Shawcross engaged in the act of self-fingering. And it's fascinating. I don't know what it says about me that it's been sort of a present on my desktop all week. I've got to look at it now. It's like, ugh. It's you can see clearly that he's jamming it right in there, and it's, you know, a little bit painful, and getting the other hand around to give it a. Well, I don't know. Not that it. I don't know quite how to explain it. It's just a captivating work of art. And so under those circumstances, I'm awarding the scarf to Cy, who created this particular masterpiece in MS Paint or something like that. And well done to you, Cy. And I'll get Savile Rogue to send the scarf out to you, and I don't know if I'm ever going to be able to look you in the eye again without seeing this. It doesn't really bear thinking about. Can't keep my eyes off it. I've got to turn it away. Don't forget, if you do want to get yourself a Savile Rogue scarf, you can do so by going to savile-rogue.com, and you can still get yourself a 10% discount by using the code arseblog at checkout. So there you go, savile-rogue.com, and well done to Cy, who claims not to have any knowledge of the art of this particular act, but seems to have captured it. Anyway, it's very realistic in its non-realistic way. Right then, the Arsecast takes a little while to record every week, and sometimes things don't go quite right. And to show you how things don't go quite right, I sort of recorded some of the outtakes. And then as proof of how things don't go right, when I went back to listen to a lot of them, I'd recorded over them with other stuff, so that'll show you. But nevertheless, here are a few moments from August to December that didn't go quite right. But that's all to come, so what's happened between the last Arsecast and this Arsecast? Well, we've stayed top of the league, and 2-1 over Fulham. 2-1? 2-1? 2-1? But that's all to come. So what's happened between the last Arsecast and this Arsecast? Well, we had a 2-win-win. A 2-win-win? Fuck me. Thank you very much indeed to Tim. You can find him at Vital Arsenal, which is arsenal.vitalfootball.co.uk. He's there along with some other rather excellent comment. Fuck. Thank you very much indeed to Tim. Thanks very much indeed to Tim. You'll find him at Vital Arsenal, which is at Vital. Fuck. Cunt. Thank you very much indeed to Tim. You'll find him at Vital Arsenal, which is arsenal.vitalfootball.co.uk. He's there, along with some other rather excellent columnist fucking guys, too. I'm fucking...
Ah. I'm Internet Joe, and here's my 30-second roundup. Fulham at home. Come on, we've got to sort this out. Nasri, get in there. That's the start. Go on and win this now. Song scores. Oh, no. How'd he miss that? Scalacci, head the ball. Knock Cassiani's face. Oh,
tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
It's a brand new year, and what better time to get going with that online store you've been thinking of? Those "I was there when Arsenal actually scored a goal" t-shirts would fly off the shelves right now. And to get yourself up and running, you need Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way through to the did we hit a million orders stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort with thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 a month trial period at shopify.com/arseblog, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/arseblog now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/arseblog.
Fucking Chris Kamara scored. I was sure we're going to lose. Nasri, get in there. You just made Billie Jean King come and just can't keep going. I'm fucking...
I hope you're well. It's been a couple of weeks, obviously, since we've talking because... Talking? Talking? Jesus.
Hello? I am... Hello? I am Eddie Bayor? No, I am Arshavin. I don't know who I am anymore. Fuck.
This is David O'Leary, as we say, and as we say, I probably should have thought about what it is I was going to say before I started saying it, as we say. So, as we say, I'm just going to go on and do it, as we say. And if you don't like it, well, as we say, I'll reef your arm off and I'll beat you to death with it, as we say. And then I'll piss in your mouth, as we say. Which is why I got fired, as we say, from Leeds for pissing in people's mouths. Lee Bowyer, as I say, couldn't get enough. The dirty little cunt.
Fuck! Fuck off! Oh, you cunt. Fucking bloody bollocks. Fucking bloody bollocks. Something I'm sure many of you out there know a great deal about. So what do we do now? Well, what can we talk about? Only the Chelsea game. Coming over the weekend. Well, not the weekend, it's on Monday. And there is this thing now, this weakness that we have in the big games against the big teams. And You can't go anywhere without hearing about how it's been 11 games or something like that since we've beaten either United or Chelsea. And yeah, we've got a bit of a problem going on. And Cesc spoke about it during the week, saying sometimes we seem scared of losing these big games. You don't really go for it. We're tempted to drop back and see what the opposition do. Now, you'd think they would learn by now that when we drop back, what the opposition do is they score and we lose. I don't know how many times we need to get taught that lesson. But as I said in the blog, I think the balance, you know, if you want to be better offensively, we could be better defensively. So it'll be interesting. But we do have to get something from this game. The team news, injury news, is that Van Persie's available. Diaby is back in the squad, which is a big surprise because it was a lot of worry about Diaby, whether or not he was going to come back this season or next or the one after. They were really, really, really worried about his ankle. So I don't know if he's fixed or whether they're just going to chuck him in there and see if he can stand up to the rigors of a game against Chelsea. It would seem, I don't know, a big game to bring him back into, seeing as he hasn't played for so long and he's probably a little bit unfit. And the fact that the last time he played Chelsea, Essien tried to take his ankle off. Cesc could be back in the team. Van Persie could be back in the team. We should have Arshavin available. All these people are available. Thomas Vermaelen, of course, will be absent. And they're being ultra, ultra cautious with him. Maybe the end of the month, but whatever he's done to his Achilles, you'd nearly think he's better if he just actually torn it or ripped it or something, because at least then you'd have a definite time frame on it. But I don't know what the problem with his Achilles is at all. And I think we are missing him just a little bit. And Chelsea, well, what can you say? They're going through a bad time. And at some point they're going to come out of the bad time and get on a winning run again. And we have to make sure that that doesn't happen on Monday. And I think for the confidence of this team, the belief of the team, we need to get a result. Now, we don't necessarily need to win on Monday. It would be nice. It would be preferable, of course. But we don't necessarily have to win. Once we don't lose this game, we can take baby steps, I think. That you can get a result, get a draw, play reasonably well. I mean, it would be fantastic to stick a few past them and win. We have to stick a few. The old clean sheet thing doesn't look particularly like it's going to happen. We don't do those very often. Fabianski is back and is likely to play. I don't think Chesney will play. I think he'll bring Fabianski back in. And, you know, here we go into a very busy period. We've got Chelsea, then Wigan, then who else have we got? Man City, Leeds. All these games coming up. January's got 8 games, so we need to really find some momentum and find some consistency going into the new year. And you can just about get away with a bad first half of the season if you have an impeccable second half, and that's what we need to do. We've lost 5 games, there really isn't any margin for error at all in the second half of the season. So, when we're making resolutions and thinking about how, well, the new year I'm going to drink less and eat less biscuits and do a bit more exercise, all those kind of things. The team need to do that too. They're going to say, well, we need to concede less goals, score more goals, win more games, more 3 points, lift more silverware. Any is more than none, of course. But they've got a great chance to do that. The Carling Cup, of course, is coming up, and so it's all there. But the immediate game, of course, is Chelsea, then Wigan away, and we know what happened there last season, and you know we need to react to that too. We can't have any sort of hangover to that. And what can you say other than I hope we win all those games? There's a chance to pick up a lot of points over Christmas. There's Birmingham away as well, isn't there? Birmingham at home. No, Birmingham away as well in this Christmas period. So, you know, we could get to the end of it in good shape, because we could take points off Chelsea and we could take points off Man City. They take points off us, and we don't get anything from those games. It's going to be quite difficult. And we need as well, from our own point of view, because the games against City and Chelsea are at home, we need to be stronger on our own patch and make it a bit more difficult for teams to come, whereas this season it's been a little bit easier. So that's it. You know, for this Arsecast, there isn't a great deal to talk about. I could sit here waffling, but I don't really see the point of that. I would just like to say, at the end of this year and at the end of this particular year of Arsecast, because maybe there might be one next week, but anyway, thank you all very much indeed for listening, for reading the blog, of course. for being very supportive when the blog moved back from Ole Ole to arsblog.com. If you still haven't updated your links and your bookmarks, please do that. Thanks for all the emails, the messages on Twitter and Facebook and all that kind of stuff. We've got some really interesting things planned for the new year. I won't reveal what they are just yet, but they're interesting. Myself and Tom are beavering away, trying to make the Arsblog experience even better. We're always looking for your feedback, your comments, suggestions. If there's anything you'd like to see from the site, please feel free to get in touch. There's a contact page. You can get to us from the Arsblog homepage. Please feel free to send an email. We're always happy to listen to ideas. If we can do them, we'll do them. If not, we'll tell you, no, we can't do that. But who knows? You might have thought of something that we didn't, and, you know, it's all out there. So please feel free to feedback. As well as that, I'd like to wish all of you, regardless of your denomination, a very, very happy Christmas, festive period, whatever it is. Even if you're not into it, even if you don't do it, have a good time over the next few days, and I'll talk to you on next week's Arscast. To take us out today, the man in the bar has been in touch, and here he is with his version of a Christmas classic. So until next week, cheers, bye-bye, and happy Christmas.
A special time of the year, and I hope you get whatever you're looking for this festive season. Whether that's just spending time at home with friends and family, watching your children frolic in the snow, playing with their presents, eating, drinking, being merry, or just something simple like watching Ryan Shawcross being taken out into the woods and being raped to death by a couple of angry bears. You deserve it. I'm dreaming of a shiny Christmas in every single game they play. May their fans go mad every day. And please don't forget that you're okay. Wishing you a very happy Christmas. And I really do hope someone sets John Terry on fire.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.